Final score tonight, non-league action. Merrimack defeats Quinnipiac by the score of 4-1. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, Scott, a number of notable things I thought about this game. One of which is, you know, coming into the game, we knew what Quinnipiac was capable of in terms of puck possession. You know, usually they have the puck. They've been out shooting opponents the way they have. I thought tonight you guys at the least went toe-to-toe with them in terms of puck possession. Maybe may have even had a bit of the edge in that department.
Yeah, no, we understood that, you know, when they get going and they possess the puck and you start giving them space, they're going to be very dangerous and it's going to be highly stressful. So we really focused on that, trying to close on the puck and let the other guys play off of that close. I thought we did a good job of that most of the night. There was a couple of times in the third period it got away from us a little bit where they were able to get into space, and then you saw how dangerous they were. We were fortunate to get some good blocks at that point and also some good goaltending.
There were not too many times tonight, I thought, where a guy had the puck and maybe was under pressure and made a mistake with the puck or what have you. You guys took care of the puck very well tonight.
Yeah, we were really simple, and that's what we have to be. We're a simple team, and when you're playing a team that's as good in transition as that team, that if you turn over pucks, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So I was really pleased with the way we managed it and with the way we were willing to make the simple, easy, ugly play, and that was really important tonight.
Yeah, it seemed like it started right from the get-go. I mean, right from the opening face-off. You know, like I said, you guys, if anything, had the better of the play in the first period, you know, more shots on goal, for instance, picked up the first goal of the period and so on.
Yeah, no, we started right from the beginning, and, you know, last week against UNH, I thought we got off to a great start. The first 7 minutes of that game, I mean, I thought, geez, it's going to be a short game. I was going up and down the rank. So, I thought we understood who we were playing, and we have a lot of respect for them. And, obviously, we want to do what they've done. And so playing that hard against them was good to see, and having success is obviously important for us.
As I mentioned, you know, that first goal in the first period, coming off the stick of Michael Emerson, you know, a guy who's worked hard, obviously, gets rewarded with the goal.
Yeah, it was just a simple, easy shift. They were really physical, and they got the puck back, and then took it right to the net, and it was a big play. It was good for Michael. He's really, we've asked a lot of Michael, Matt, and Mark. I asked a lot of those guys to try to fill a role that our team really needs, and right now the three of them are doing a great job with that.
Key on that goal might have been Kalen Fitzpatrick's play to keep that puck in the zone to start that whole thing off.
Oh, yeah. If you're tracking back, you're going to have an opportunity to turn pucks over, and that's one thing that we watched Quinnipiac on video a lot this week, and they do a great job of that. I'm not saying our guys took the lead, but, you know, we've tracked pucks fairly well this year, but we really tracked them tonight very well.
They finally got a power play late in the period. They're able to score a goal. I don't know what would have happened in years past. Maybe that might have kind of set you guys back a bit. That didn't seem to be the case. You came out in the second period and continued to do what you needed to do.
Yeah, it was frustrating, too, because as it turned out when I watched the video, it was a penalty. I thought it was kind of a soft call, but it definitely was not. It was a good call. And then the give up the goal like that near the end of the period, then they got a second chance at the end of the period. I thought that was our only 30 seconds of maybe backing down and backing off was after they scored the first one. We gave them a really high-quality chance. Max made a big save, and we got out of the period. And then I thought we righted the ship in the second period.
Yeah, you had a big penalty kill in that second period. Guys that were out there for, I think, maybe a minute and a half or more. You had other guys on the bench that were banging the stick, you know, in appreciation of the effort that those guys out on the ice were giving before they were finally able to finish killing it off. And then right after that, you get the goal to go ahead for good from Trevor Hoskin. It seemed like one of those things led to the other.
Oh, 100%. You know, energy's energy, and you feed your teammates. You know, you're doing one of two things. You're either feeding your teammates or draining your teammates. And I thought we fed our teammates on that shift. The emotion on the bench was really positive, really looking forward. And, you know, those things, good things happen when you do that. And I think that's why that happened. You know, Fitzy got that penalty, big hit, good play. But you usually kill those penalties off. You know, it's the trips that go in your net. That one we killed off, and then obviously we were able to, you know, finish and get another one back. But that's a tough foul play. I don't want to take many penalties against them.
So you're leading 2-1 after two. What did you talk about going into the third period that you wanted to try to do?
Just to hit the repeat button. Don't back off. Don't back down. Play intelligently, obviously, without the puck, but stay on the attack.
Mm-hmm. And then in that third period, Nick Pierre with the two goals, you know, two pretty good individual efforts by him on both of those goals.
Well, the first one, I thought his teammates did a nice job driving the net, and that kind of kept the goalie from the pipe. The second was a really nice play, right? He got the puck in space, and that's what Nick can do. And he's, you know, he has a great shot, and he's skating usually usually when he shoots the puck, so the goalie's still moving. That was a big-time play.
What is different, if anything, about this team in that, you know, I thought I saw it back in the Lowell game, the first home game here, the way that you guys played in the third period to put the game away. It happened again last week, happened again today where you scored the two goals. You've outscored the opponent 6-0 so far in the third period in all three of those games at home.
Yeah, I think it's belief a little bit, and credit to our strength guy, Reese Poulin, who's done a great job with our guys. So we've had the legs in the third period. A lot of people deserve credit for that, but it's been positive. And if we can stay in that kind of mode in the third period, then we can have a good year. You know, that's usually the period that the game was decided in, and it's important that we're really good then.
And finally, Max Lundgren, another solid game from him. Three straight games now, just one goal. And he made some of his biggest saves in the third period there when they had a few shifts where they were trying to come back in the game.
Yeah, he's tracking the puck really well right now. And he wants it. Like, he wants to be big time. He's not afraid to put himself out there. He's not afraid to say, hey, I'm the man. And so far he's been that, and it's been really positive. It's nice to see. You know, it's been a long time since we've played one guy, but Max has given us no choice, so it's really positive.
All right, thanks, Scott. Congratulations on the win. LIU tomorrow night. We'll see you then.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it.